Panthers Pulse, an inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
It's radio, it's television, and it's on the web. We call it Panthers Pulse. It's Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with the crew, Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, his first finger point of the new season.
It was
season.
A really good one, too.
And Max,
good.
And Max Henson sporting the new nicely coiffed hair.
We're getting ready.
Yeah.
New season.
I'm just jealous. You got boy. His hair is neither gray nor loose like mine is, Brian.
Loose hair.
But, yeah. Guys, I tell you what, it is good. This is so comfortable in here. I mean, we're back in the studio here at Bank of America Stadium. I guess for the entire run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I guess Super Bowl will have to scout out a new location. But first things first, they don't have a parade after the second preseason game. But, boy, it felt like home cooking. Panthers in the first week back at home, back from camp in style, with a 28-16 victory that, guys, really just... really elevated the whole emotion surrounding this team, didn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, if you tuned in late for this one, good for you. The first quarter was a little bit off key, so to speak. We were joking about Brad Nortman being the MVP of the first quarter. He certainly was. But, boy, after that, the way these guys picked it up, I mean, obviously all eyes were on Cam from the very start of it, and Mr. Newton in his debut after following off-season ankle surgery, like the whole team, off to a slow start, but boy, they really got rolling in the second quarter, and that was the story of the day, I think, obviously, was seeing how Cam would perform, and back-to-back touchdown drives, he answered a lot of concerns about that ankle.
Max, we could tell the fan experience. I mean, things are electric at Bank of America Stadium. I mean, fans come in, they look at the new surroundings, and, I mean, the ribbon boys, the big screen, everybody that I know personally is telling me, man, you come in there and it is an experience. And that was part of the whole idea, making that experience just worth the price of admission, and it has really gone through the roof.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely elevated that game experience for the fan, and I think the players will see the result of that as well. Just with, you know, yeah, more excited fan base, that's going to increase the noise level, the excitement level. It works all hand in hand. And absolutely, Mike, I think we've been talking about it ever since we really laid our eyes on it here as a staff, when we got to see the kind of improvements. It was very impressive, and now we're kind of getting used to, okay, this is what Bank of America Stadium looks like, and it's for every, you know, fan that walks in for the first time and sees it, I think they're pretty excited about what they do see. They were also excited in the second preseason game that they got to see the starters for an extended period of time. I mean, it was nice for the home crowd to get the chance to see that. Normally the third preseason game is when that happens. Ron Rivera, based on the short week coming up this week, decided, okay, let's make this one the kind of dress rehearsal, quote unquote. And so that was good. The home fans got to see the starters for an extended period.
Yeah, and as in anything, it takes a while. It took a while to get going, but things really finished strong. Brian, we got a glimpse of the Panthers' offensive arsenal. And first of all, I mean, Cam Newton shaking off the rust, and that was so good to see him back on the field.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I mean, it was great to see that from him. You know, we didn't know what to expect. I mean, he honestly said, you know, he didn't know what to expect. That really, if you look at it, obviously, he's done just about everything in practice, but always with that red jersey on, always with the safety net of knowing that no one on this team is going to touch me. And obviously, the gloves come off with game day. The Chiefs are, you know, going after him. He said, you know, they want to hurt me, maybe literally, maybe figuratively. I want to, you know, hurt their defense. And anything can happen. A couple nervous moments early. He had to scramble a couple times early. Went down. You know, you're almost kind of holding your breath. Ron Rivera said that's the case all the time, though, whenever it is, when your quarterback is in that situation. But seeing that, you know, him on that ankle in the first time in that role, and he came out in good shape.
And, Max, when we talk about that offensive arsenal and having Jonathan Stewart back, boy, that was a
Yeah.
I mean, he looked so great during OTAs, and you didn't get to see him at camp, which was disappointing.
Right.
But, I mean, he brought it the other night, didn't he?
Yeah, that was about as good as I've seen Jonathan Stewart look since I've been here. And, you know, it's been a few seasons now, and he's just always had to deal with this a nick here and an injury there, something holding him back. But he said this is the freshest he's felt at the start of training camp, even though we had that hamstring thing to deal with. Just you could tell his ankles feel great, and it's showing. I mean, he looks the burst that when he got the handoffs and was going through the line of scrimmage, when you can tell this guy looks like the Jonathan Stewart that people remember when he was putting up those huge numbers years ago. And, you know, it's how great it is to see this, because you may have forgotten that this is what this guy is capable of. And obviously that second touchdown run, no one even touched him. The first one, though, he's running through the tackles at the line, showing that power he runs with. And really, his first run in the game, that 17-yarder, was really what I thought sparked the whole team's effort. I mean, that kind of got the offense clicking. They go down the field and score a touchdown. And that first quarter, which looked a little rough, suddenly was forgotten as the Panthers started to get on a bit of a roll.
It was. And you talked about that work down there on the goal line. And you guys know, as I prepare for show, I always get on that film, you know. And just going back and looking at the work on the goal line, what surprises me the most, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, but I just wanted to say what surprises me the most is when you're seeing the offensive line combo off the interior lineman up to the linebackers, it looks like guys who have been working together for three or four seasons. And this is really surprising, but then again, a lot of times when you have a guy who's a leader like a Jordan Gross leave, other guys assume that role. And not that they took a back seat in the past, but now there's a void. They're sucked into it, and they have to perform. And we're seeing some very good things. Amini Silatolu and Byron Bell are working real well together. And then the two guards, and you're bringing in Trey Turner, Gary Williams, and those guys working very well with Ryan Khalil. And I was and Nate Chandler, who I talked to post game, I mean, he is doing a great job of using his athletic gifts. And, I mean, you look at these guys on these outside runs. That one they hit right there, that seam was there all night. And I'm going to tell you, with the NFL, with everybody in the box, it's so hard to get outside. And we did it with Stewart. We did it with Fozzie Whitaker later in the game. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm just really impressed. And like I said, there are no parades after the second preseason game. But I left Monday morning. I was going to say Sunday night, but I left Monday morning feeling real good about what we're seeing. Well, as always, back in the studio, and our sponsor, Krispy Kreme, sponsors the Hot Light app question of the day. And Brian will give us the direct, you know, he's an expert in the Hot Light.
He is an expert.
What's the latest? Yeah, I got that app up right now, Mike. I'm afraid the light is not on right now.
Not on?
It is somewhere, though, right?
It is
on somewhere. It's just not close to us.
And after the show, we will spare no expense to find you your Hot Light app donuts. But let's get to that question.
Yep, Hot Light app question of the day comes from Tyler Ball on Twitter, who says, I think Fozzie Whitaker is a contender for a roster spot as well as Brenton Burson and Brandon Williams. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Fozzie Whitaker and Michelle Vernava did a great piece on him before the game. She's like, she's becoming a mini Nostradamus. She has a little hump on her back, you know. But she did a good piece on him, and he performed well. And the thing about it, you saw him running with a sense of urgency, didn't you, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, very impressive. I mean, Cam talked about after the game about a team meeting, you know, in the hotel leading up to the game, and Fozzie Whitaker standing up and telling the guys, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but you're going to get everything I have, every minute, and I'm going to make a run at it. And I mean,
wow.
He did, literally and figuratively.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's first I heard of that.
Yeah.
That is just.
And obviously he showed that, you know, Cam said he showed he's not a liar, showed he's not a hypocrite with the way he played. And, I mean, interesting guy, obviously interesting name, and, you know, interesting, you know, very successful at Texas in college, but had an ACL injury his senior year. Kind of interesting. He got in the league with barely even a tryout. Just once he was healed, he had enough of a reputation that the Browns came calling. They signed him. This guy scored a couple NFL touchdowns. I mean, it's, you know, it was a great pickup for the team in a situation where they really needed a body, and then he's no doubt performed beyond expectations.
Max, we could stop the show right there, because when you start hearing stuff like that coming out of the locker room, and we saw it down at camp, didn't we, with Byron Bell?
Right.
When you start hearing guys stepping up and making that kind of commitment, it only spells one thing, T-E-A-M, team.
Yeah.
And guys like Burson, I mean, the things that he's doing and the way he worked when he knew he was just on the practice squad.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what makes a team.
Yeah, and I think this is it goes to a larger point. And it's not always the captains and the big-name stars who say something impactful. You know, I think there might be the thought it's always those guys you expect to be the ones to lift the team up. But I think your reaction said it all, Mike. I mean, what Fozzie said and what Brian wrote about, as Cam told us after the game, it just speaks to the fact that a guy who knows he's fighting for his spot on the roster and says something like that, I mean, and not only just to say it, but to back it up in his play. I mean, the way he was running hard, you know. He was running like a guy who knew that he wasn't sure what his future was going to hold. And I think that kind of message definitely can permeate throughout the rest of the team. You mentioned Burson is another kid who, you know, knows his chances weren't great coming from Wofford and knows that he's needed to fight for every inch to get his chance on this team. Scores his first NFL touchdown to the stadium where he used to come as a fan and cheer on the Panthers. I mean, these guys, the workmanlike approach they've taken, I think, can have an effect on everybody. And I think seeing those two perform really well Sunday night, one, was great for the Panthers because it helped them win. And two, I think it sends a message to everybody else that if you want to make this team, you're going to have to try to outwork these guys who are working as hard as anybody.
Well, when you hear a guy who is, as he said, doesn't even know he's going to be on this roster, give you the type of commitment, you know, win or lose, you know, whether I'm a starter, whether I'm a reserve, when you start hearing that, and I always say if you want to impress the people in the penthouse, build a fire in the basement, because when those guys bring the heat, it just goes throughout the whole team.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the key to that is to follow that up, too, and I have no doubt that if these guys are talking about, you know, Brandon Williams was asked about in the question, too, and obviously he had a second straight impactful preseason game, and there's a guy whose work ethic certainly cannot be questioned, was behind the eight ball when he came in.
Yep.
And just worked his way into the mix. But I was saying the key is you got to carry that over. Once you get that roster spot, obviously that's not the end of the road. You haven't reached your final destination. And fans just have a lot of guys on this roster that will see it through to the end. They always do.
We talked about that when there was all this, you know, concern about the turnover on the roster. And you look at the guys that head coach Ron Rivera and Dave Gettleman and his staff are bringing in, and I'm seeing a common thread weaved throughout. And it has very little to do with flash and making a statement and getting your name in the paper. It has a lot to do with just doing whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. And you see that in the receiving core with the guys we brought in. You know, I've had several conversations with Tyquan Underwood, and no, he doesn't know his position, but he's a guy who gets it. You know, Jason Avant, he's a guy who understands what it means to be a team player. Jericho Cotri, I mean, we could spend all show just naming the guys that we've gotten to know during this camp that are new to this team, and you go, Ed Dixon, and you go, man, you know, yes, these are good team players.
Yep.
And we are building something here special. And I hope Panther fans are able to see that. And when this thing comes together, look out, because it will be a white-hot explosion, trust me. I've seen it before. Let's hit one more question. I think we have a celebrity question.
Yeah. We got one from Graham Gano, I think that's how you pronounce that.
I think that's
And he asks, is it true that the NFL is considering lengthening the fields because of Brad Nortman, hashtag bomb squad?
Those specialists, boy, they stay together. And you know what? They're great social media guys. So
yeah, yeah.
I know they're active on Facebook and Twitter and all those other wonderful social media networks. And so he said lengthen the field. But
is it true?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys gave him a game ball.
That's right.
For good reason, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I started the show talking about him kind of in a joking way. I knew that question was coming. But, I mean, he boomed a 74-yarder almost on the fly to start out the game. I mean, how often do you see that? I gave him a hard time after the game. Why didn't you down that inside the one, you know?
Yeah.
He just said he got a bad roll. And then just followed a back-to-back 59-yarder, so didn't quite catch those quite as fully. I joke about that. But, yeah, 64-yard average on three punts. And also, as he said to me, I wish it was a regular season. Obviously, he'll do his best to translate that over.
Hey, we now have a punter in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
That's true.
Hey, start the campaign.
All right.
2 years into his career, but he's doing great.
And he's
a weapon, too.
Yeah, this bomb squad hashtag that they've really latched onto, I mean, it fits. I mean, you talk about a group of specialists across the league, you know, who's got stronger legs than what the Panthers offer with Gonneau and his ability to hit these long field goals, and with Norman proving that, I mean, he's a guy that can put his foot through it and hit it as far as anybody. So these guys, it's an underrated, undervalued part of any team.
Right.
It always is that way, mm-hmm. and that's just always probably how it's going to be. But these guys play a very integral part in this team's success, no doubt.
Well, we've talked special teams before, defense. And defensively, mm-hmm. let me ask you guys, who made the biggest leap from game one to game two? Brian first.
Biggest leap, I mean, I'll tell you the guy that caught my eye, it was really for one play, was the star man up front in the middle of the
star,
yeah. I look back at his stats after telling you, Mike, that I wanted to talk about him. He had one tackle, so it was an amazing play, right,
that I noticed. He's giving away all our house secrets. This show is totally impromptu.
That's right.
What is he talking about?
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. You're right.
We just hang out in here for 20, 25 minutes.
But I mean, it was a sack. It was an eye-catching sack. I mean, the way he burst through the line there, you know, not that he didn't show a burst last year, but I was like, wow, is that KK getting in there?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, kind of more of a combination of speed and power that you love to see.
Yeah, look at that swim move right there. I mean, it's...
Well, if I can add one thing on that, going back and watching the film, the reputation of Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy and all the guys, the speed we have on the edge is doing something different to defenses. Normally, the center and guard get to chip or double team the one tech. We're going to see some different looks now. And maybe he will, you know, be able to. I mean, one-on-one, and you go back to the film at Utah, one-on-one, I didn't see a Division I offensive lineman who could block him one-on-one when he was at Utah.
Right.
And his first year in the NFL, right away, when he was one-on-one, he was making an impact. Now, when he's double-teamed, what he's doing is freeing it up for everybody else.
Right.
So, you know, you may see more star.
Yeah, I still marvel.
As our general manager, Dave Gettleman, says.
And I do marvel that we got him 14th in the draft still. That was a great moment.
Yeah, who else, Max? Who else made the big leap?
Well, I'll go to the secondary, and Antoine Kayson, I thought, was the guy who really showed up after that first preseason game. He took some blame for a communication error with Charles Godfrey. Maybe it wasn't his best outing. Against the Chiefs, Kayson, we talked about Stewart kind of igniting a spark on offense. Defensively, it was Kayson. And on back-to-back plays, he came up with tackles for loss. One against that incredibly fast running back, wide receiver Kansas City's got, and D'Anthony Thomas. And I think it's something we've heard Ron Rivera say before. You can judge the toughness of a defense by how your corners tackle. And I thought Kayson, and you can throw Melvin White in there as well, both tackled extremely well. They were very physical, some real violent hits. And that's what you need from those guys to tackle well against the kind of speedy receivers that you're going to face on a week-to-week basis. So I thought Kayson, just from a tackling standpoint, was terrific. And it really helped the defense kind of get themselves going after an admittedly rough start.
I'll give you a second on that one, because when I looked at Kayson, the thing about it was, you know, he was the first game, it looked like he was feeling his way around the defense. Here again, just like I talked about the offensive line, communication among that defensive backfield, and timing is key. Because if you have a guy, if you're playing a zone, and you have a receiver that runs from one zone to the next, these guys are passing them off, and the safety, you know, that safety and corner will have to be really in concert, because the corner may push the guy's route in to help the safety who's in deep coverage, and then react to the flat, you know, if he's in cover two. And what I saw Sunday night as the game went on, these guys were reading and reacting much quicker, because you know, maybe I'm not spending as much time moving with that wide receiver because I know my safety's good. And that's just the thing that they have to know.
Right.
You know, and I can probably explain it better on film, but, you know, I hope you understand that these guys have to work together just like the O-line has to work together. And when it works, it looks really good. And I thought Sunday night looked really good. Let's talk about what time we have left. What's ahead on Panthers.com? Practice this afternoon. Of course, we will be in full gear out there covering practice. This is a short week as Panthers head to Foxborough to face the Patriots in preseason game number 3. We're not sure who we're going to see and when. Obviously, Brian, you guys will have continued coverage, and we all will, leading up to the game, during, and after. But just wanted to give a shout-out. Talk about that new homepage, Panther fans. If you've been on Panthers.com this week, launched last week, and I just think it's a slick look.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. Very sleek, very user-friendly. I think it's good for mobile devices as well. I think it's kind of geared and designed in a way that works very well with those. And, it's just easy to navigate. And, of course, the key is we're putting new stuff up there all the time for people, one-time visitors and people that want to visit multiple times during the day to check out new stuff. That's what people want to see is everything they can about their team. We're doing what we can to bring that.
And Maxie used the term sleek, and I think that new web page makes us all look skinnier.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I like.
makes you look taller.
That's hey, you know. That's
makes me look skinnier.
Me. That's yeah. We all have our needs. So.
Yeah.
Mine is certainly to be taller.
See, it's like a fat man shirt. How do it know? Makes fat guys look skinny and skinny guys look fat.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a Sopranos reference there, by the way. Well, where do we go from there?
Where do we go from there?
As always, we promise to stop talking before you stop listening. It's Mike Kraft on behalf of Brian Strickland, Max Henson. And, give a shout-out to Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start that music now, Michelle. Michelle Sturdivant, filling in for Dan LaTaraca on the Wheels of Steel. Hope you got like a minute cut now. David Monroe manning the live stream, Berkeley Dickens in the control room, Greg Brandon in there as well. Rob Paul back here punching the camera. We will see you right here next week, same time, on Panthers.com.